School is out for the summer. It's the end of the school year, and for thousands of students and families, that means graduation. So we asked listeners, if you had a chance to give a commencement speech to graduating students, what would you say? So here are a few of your 2018 commencement speakers.
This is LaShonda West of Cutler Bay.
My name is Rafael Velasquez. I live in Kendall.
My name is Vivian Bart, and I'm from Davie, Florida.
My name is Nigel Mann, and I live in West Palm Beach, Florida.
My name is Amy Jacobson, and I live in Boca Raton, Florida.
So as we invite them up to the podium for their commencement speech, their message to the new graduates.
To the graduating class of 2018, it is your mindset and determination that will get you through each experience one milestone at a time. Remember the past, live in the present, and prepare for the future. For these three measures of time will always influence you.
I have just finished my junior year in Miami Coral Park Senior High School. If I were to give a commencement speech, I would emphasize the importance of effort to succeed in life and warn about the dangers of expecting the world to owe you a living. I would implore the audience to pick their fights wisely and be considerate of those they choose to argue with, to keep a cool temper, and above all else, be considerate.
I would tell the graduating class that our country needs them to be good citizens. After college, they need to get involved in the fight for decency, respect, and dignity.
What I would say to graduating high school students is never stop asking questions or learning. Have an open mind. Be tolerant of people who don't share your legacy or religion. And remember that life has both rainy and sunny days.
2018 has been a difficult year, and it has exposed many problems that exist in this world. So on that note, I would emphasize the Jewish teaching of Rabbi Hillel, who said, if not now, when?
You can read more advice.
Now's the time to repair the world, or as we say in Hebrew, tikkun olam.
You can read more advice from the listeners by visiting our website, wlrn.org.